Today we're rebuilding that classic old-school drum and bass jungle ARP, but with proper breakbeat surgery in Ableton Live 12. So think 93 to 95 energy, raw chop drums, tense little melodic phrases, and that feeling that the ARP is almost acting like a vocal line, like it's calling out over the break rather than just looping in the background. Even though this sits in the vocals area, the mindset here is not singing lead. It's more like a hook that behaves like a voice. It phrases, it answers, it leaves gaps, and it cuts through the drums like a chant or an MC line would. That's the vibe we're after. Let's set up the project first. Create a new live set and set the tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want a slightly more old-school jungle feel, stay closer to 166 to 171. If you want it tighter and more modern, push it up toward 174 or 176. Keep it in 4/4, and work in a 2-bar or 4-bar loop so you can hear the edits clearly. If you're importing audio breaks, turn warp on only when you need it, not by default for everything. Now let's build the breakbeat source. You've got two solid approaches here. The first is audio break surgery. Drag in a classic break loop, maybe an amen. Think Apache style break, anything with character. In clip view, enable warp and use beats mode. Start with transient preservation so you keep the punch and movement. Then place warp markers manually, so the break locks to the grid without flattening the swing. The whole point is to control it, not sterilize it. Duplicate that over 2 bars and start listening for the natural accents. The second approach is more surgical and often more flexible. Load the break into Simpler inside a drum rack, set it to slice mode, and slice by transients if the source is clean enough. If it's a mess, beat slicing can be safer. This gives you individual hit control, which is gold for advanced jungle editing. You can rearrange hits on pads, retrigger slices, and build fills that feel custom instead of copied. Now comes the fun part, the break surgery. This is where you stop thinking in terms of loop playback and start thinking like a drummer with scissors. Work in 1-bar phrases and make tiny changes that create motion. Repeat the snare for a short roll. Cut the kick right before the snare for extra tension. Drop in a little hi-hat pickup before a crash. Reverse one slice into the next hit. Mute every 4th kick for variation. Add a ghost snare on the offbeat before 2 or 4. These micro edits are what make the loop feel alive. In Ableton, use CMD or Ctrl E to split clips, and CMD or Ctrl J to consolidate anything useful after you've shaped it. Slip mode is excellent here too, because you can move the audio inside the clip without changing the length. That's really useful when you want a hit to land a fraction earlier or later without rewriting the whole pattern. And don't be afraid to add tiny fades to smooth the cuts. A little attention here goes a long way. One important note, don't overquantize the break. Classic jungle usually has a bit of elastic timing. The main downbeats can stay tight, but the ghost notes and fills can breathe a little. A kick might be slightly pushed, a snare ghost might sit a hair late, and that imperfection is part of the charm. If everything is perfect, it stops sounding like jungle and starts sounding like a rigid drum loop. If you want extra movement, layer a second break or a top percussion loop. Keep it thin and high-passed, maybe around 250 to 500 Hz, so it adds shuffle and texture without fighting the main break. EQ8 is your friend here. Auto filter can clean out the low end, and a touch of saturator or drum bus can add that worn, slightly gritty edge that helps the layer sit in the mix. Now let's build the ARP hook. For the synth, think bright, hollow, tense, and a little detuned. Wave-eatable is a great stock option. Start with a saw on oscillator 1, maybe a square or pulse on oscillator 2, and detune them just enough to create movement. Set a low-pass filter with moderate resonance. Give the amp a very fast attack, short to medium, decay, low or moderate sustain, and a short release. That gives you the plucky, urgent shape that works so well in jungle. If you want more retro grit, analog is another strong choice. Saw plus pulse works beautifully here, with slight detune and filter envelope modulation for that brassy old-school bite. A little noise can help too, especially if you want it to feel more raw and less polished. To make it really ARP-like, you can use Ableton's Arpeggiator MIDI effect. Try a rate of 1/16 or 1/32 depending on how busy you want it. Keep the gate around 35-60%, so the notes don't smear together too much. Up/down, or random can all work depending on the mood. You can also place a chord device before it if you want a simple stacked harmony to get arpeggiated, or use scale to keep the whole thing dark and jungle safe. For the actual notes, keep it simple. That's the secret. Jungle hooks often work, because they repeat obsessively while the drums mutate around them. Minor triads, minor sevenths, sus2 and sus4 shapes all work really well. If you're in D minor, try D, F, A, or D, G, A, or D, F, C. The phrase can be just one bar or two bars long. Don't make it too musical in the traditional sense. Make it rhythmic first. Now, because this lesson lives in the vocals area, think like a vocalist when you shape the arp. A vocal line has phrasing, emphasis, and breathing space. So leave little gaps at the end of the phrase. Use filter automation to open the hook on important moments. Accent selected notes by changing velocity, note length, or octave. You can even make a simple call and response by duplicating the arp and changing the last two notes so the second phrase answers the first. For processing, start with EQ 8. High pass the arp somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, so it stays out of the bass zone. If it's muddy, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs to speak more, a gentle presence lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Then add saturator with just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. Chorus ensemble can widen it subtly, but don't go too obvious. Echo is great for short, filtered repeats that sit behind the lead rather than in front of it. Reverb should be short and controlled, more room or plate than giant wash. A small amount of compression or glue compressor can catch peaks, but keep it light. If the arp is starting to crowd the drums, sidechain it lightly to the kick or even the drum bus. You don't need huge pumping for this style. Just enough space so the break can keep breathing. Now we glue the two worlds together. On the drum group, try drum bus with a little drive and some light crunch. Use glue compressor for subtle cohesion, not heavy pumping. EQ 8 can clean up low-end mud or tame harsh break frequencies if the loop is biting too hard. On the arp group, an auto filter can add movement, saturator can thicken it, and utility can help you keep the low mids narrow while the higher frequencies stay wider and more open. Here's the real trick. Let the break and arp interact like a call and response. Don't let the arp just sit on top. Make it land around the break signature hits. Let the snare answer the arp, or let the arp answer the snare. That's where the jungle bounce starts to feel natural. If the pattern sounds musical but not rhythmic, you probably need fewer notes and stronger accents. Think in drum language, not synth language, for arrangement. You want contrast. Jungle and TNB need energy shift so they lose impact. Start with an intro of 8 to 16 bars where the break is filtered, the arp is partial or fragmented, and maybe you've got a bit of atmosphere or a vocal style one shot. Then build over another 8 bars by opening the arp filter, adding more break chops, and hinting at the bass. In the drop, bring in the full break surgery and let the arp hit at full strength. Trip things back for a breakdown. Maybe let the arp breathe and throw a bit more reverb on the final phrase. Then on the second drop, vary the last four bars so it feels like a progression, not a copy. A few arrangement tricks really help here. Mute the arp for one bar right before the drop. Add a reverse cymbal into the first hit. Automate filter cutoff over 8 bars so the phrase opens gradually. Bring in a new break variation every 4 or 8 bars. Even removing the kick for half a bar can create a powerful pull. Small changes like that make the section feel composed instead of looped. If you want the result darker and heavier, shift the arp down an octave, detune one oscillator slightly flat, and use a bandpass or low-pass filter with some resonance. Add a touch of distortion before reverb. Stay in a minor key and use a few chromatic passing notes if you want more menace. You can even add a lightly crushed layer with redux or use roar if your Live 12 setup has it. Just a little bit for controlled aggression. One really useful advanced move is to split the arp into a lead and a shadow voice. Duplicate the MIDI, make one layer bright and present, and make the other lower, filtered, and slightly delayed. That creates width and depth without needing to drown everything in stereo effects. Another good trick is polymetric feel inside a 4/4 grid. You can make the arp resolve every few bars in a way that feels constantly shifting, while the drums stay grounded. Also, let the break itself become part of the hook. In darker jungle, the break is often just as important as the melody. You can re-trigger one slice at normal pitch, then slightly up, then slightly down, or shorten it aggressively and use that as a fill. That kind of move gives the loop identity fast. Since this is in the vocals category, consider adding a vocal style response. It could be a chopped phrase, a reversed word fragment, or a synthetic stab placed in the gaps between arp hits. Keep it filtered and textured so it feels part of the rhythm rather than a separate lead. That voice and machine interplay is very jungle, and it instantly makes the track feel more alive. For practice, build an 8-bar loop with a chopped breakbeat, at least 6 edited slices, and 1 fill every 2 bars. Add a 1 bar ARP phrase using a minor triad or minor 7th, then vary it in the last bar. Drop in a vocal style response, either a chop or a stab, and place it in the gaps. Then process the drums with drum bus and EQ. Process the ARP with EQ8, saturator and echo, and automate the filter cutoff across the 8 bars. If you want to push it further, make 3 versions, 1 cleaner and more retro, 1 darker and rougher, and 1 more chopped and aggressive. Compare them and listen for which one actually feels like a proper DNB drop starter. So the big takeaway is this: in jungle and drum and bass, the ARP is not just a melody, it's part of the rhythm section. Treat it like a percussive lead vocal, shape it like a phrase, and let the break dictate its movement. If you do that, the whole thing instantly feels more dangerous, more alive, and way more authentic. If you want, I can turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more hype trailer style narration, or a fully timed lesson script with pauses and section cues.